Okay, we're ready to resume, and a couple of board members have suggested to me that to expedite things, that the city might simply address, I think, any issues of concern that staff has raised, any contentious issues that you don't need to do, you know, kind of a separate presentation of how well you think things are going. I think we're pretty much on board that things are moving forward and they're still unfolding. Okay, we're on board with that.
Sure.
So, you know, maybe to kind of narrow things down to what might be the most critical points. It would help us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Get you home by dinner, too.
Yeah. That's what we're all shooting for.
Right.
So we won't make this... I'm sorry, you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
We will make this quick because most of the information that we wanted to cover in our report was addressed through question and answer already anyways. And we really just have two parts here. I'm going to address some follow-ups with regard to the last meeting in Watsonville, and then Carl Nisala is going to provide some exemplars of LID being incorporated into this city currently, pursuant to our current requirements. So back in July when we met in Watsonville, we made some commitments to you with regard to the stormwater ordinance, water quality monitoring exceedances, the stormwater development standards, and the stormwater management plan. And we appreciate the fact that your staff and their staff report have recognized that we are substantially in compliance with our NPDES permit. We have worked really hard, and after these 3 years, we're glad that we're all finally here getting ready to approve, hopefully, this stormwater management plan. There are only two outstanding items as we see them, and that's the stormwater development standards and the stormwater management plan, which is here before you today. Now, with regards to the stormwater development standards, we submitted it to your staff on December 31st of 2007, and I'm presenting this slide to you because while we concur with your staff's recommendation of bringing this back as quickly as possible, they have recommended July of 2008. It's an ambitious schedule if we factor in all of the required public participation proceedings. And so what we're hoping is that we can get your staff's comments back as quickly as possible so that we can all work to meet that July deadline. Mm. Because we have to run this through our stakeholders committee, and we know that there are concerns with regard to the public participation through that stakeholders committee. I will be the first person to admit that that stakeholders committee has not operated as functionally as anyone would like. But we are committed to improving that process. We are committed to that process. It's not going anywhere. The city council has directed staff to do that, so we really don't have a choice. We have to take that the development standards to the stakeholders committee. We anticipate twice. There's going to be several rounds of responding to comments, both from your staff and the stakeholders committee. And then pursuant to one of the required revisions, we're going to have a couple of 10-day posting requirements before we bring this to the city council. So let's just keep that in mind as we progress through with the development standards.
Why haven't the stakeholder group meetings worked well?
We got off to a slow start. I think, like with anything new, when you have a group of people together, you just have to figure out how to get them to work together. It's been a challenge.
What does that mean? They're not talking to each other? They're not free to express ideas? No one's talking? What? I don't get that.
That's not the case. I mean, everyone has the opportunity to speak and to participate. Yeah. I think that there is maybe a misunderstanding that staff isn't respecting or considering opinions, and that's not true. That may be a perception, but I think that's one of the stumbling blocks that we'll have to get over. And I think that's just a matter of building trust between city staff and the stakeholders committee, and we're committed to working on that. Implementation of LID in Salinas, I just want to, I think, address one mischaracterization with Donette's report. LID is not required just on large projects. It's on all new development projects and all significant redevelopment projects that meet the requirements set forth in the city's permit. So that could be small development projects as well as large development projects. And it's not really on a case-by-case basis. It's required. We don't have a choice pursuant to that permit. And I think I've addressed all of the issues with regards to the future growth area. If there are any questions about that, I'll address it now. Otherwise, we'll continue to move on. And then turning to the stormwater management plan, the 43 required revisions, we responded to those. We accepted 38. Two of them were clarified, and we just didn't accept three of the required revisions. But like your staff has pointed out, through conversations over the past week particularly, we were able to narrow these down and reach agreement on all of the additional required revisions as presented by your staff this afternoon. So with these three required revisions, with 10 that we didn't see before, but 10 we didn't see until January 25th when the staff report was released. We agree that it meets the MEP standard, and we completely support your staff's recommendation, and we encourage you to accept that and to approve the city's stormwater management plan. The two items, 2I and 2AAA, we've addressed those, the public review and participation, which is a concern. We feel that we've met that, but I just want to address one point with regard to the Bagley-Keene Act. That doesn't apply to the city. It applies to state boards and to the state. The city is subject to the Brown Act, which has a much lesser public notice participation requirement. It's actually only 72 hours. But in spite of that, we've heard everyone's concerns with regard to public participation, and we agree with this BMP in the Stormwater Management Plan, and we'll provide that additional public posting and public participation opportunity in addition to the Stakeholders Committee. So, conclusion, we support your staff's recommendation. We're going to continue to work towards NPDES permit compliance, continue to require implementation of LID both within the city's boundaries, and then when the properties are annexed into the city, once LAFCO approves the application, it will be required in the city's future growth area, and then continue collaboration among city staff and regional board staff. I think this is one thing that has improved dramatically, particularly over the past few months, and I want to commend and I want to thank your staff, Lisa, Dominic, and Dunnett. I think through that improved communication, that more effective communication, we were able to get to this point. Granted, it's 3 years late, but I think we're finally here.
Good.
The Reader's Digest version.
Just the head notes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm available for any questions.
Any board questions, Mr. Thomas?
I have a question. Does the city have a preliminary schematic or design or layout or anything like that that you could show us for the future growth area?
Yeah, the general plan would be it, and I mean, really, that's just land blobs. So if you're looking for specific subdivisions and such like that, you're not going to see that quite yet. That's going to be part of the specific planning process, which we anticipate receiving applications on the specific plans later in this year, and we won't see anything before then other than land blobs that are designated in our city's general plan.
You don't see that. You haven't submitted that, but do you have it? Something that you could show to us.
The general plan, absolutely.
No, the schematic of the actual potential development.
What have you?
How it's laid out. Number of homes.
For annexation.
The lap. We do have that, and I can actually. Dunnett showed it in her.
Is that what you're looking for, Mike?
Presentation.
No, I'm not. I know there's a future growth area map. I'm talking about a layout, a potential layout of all the homes within that area.
Mr. Thomas, is it? I'm Vanessa Vallarta, the city attorney, and I just in response to your question, which I don't know that we answered adequately earlier, but I think that the only thing that exists currently with respect to the future growth area, and it's kind of two land areas, it's the annexation area and a sphere of influence area. And the annexation area is about just over 2,000 acres, 2,400 acres approximately. And the only land use designations that have been designated on there are those that are laid out in the 2002 general plan, which we then did a general plan EIR on and a supplemental EIR recently. So that's all there is right now in terms of specifics. Once we get through the LAFCO process, we anticipate receiving specific applications for specific plans, and that'll have a lot more detail on it.
Like I said, I hear numbers for number of homes, 12,000, 15,000, 18,000. Where'd those numbers come from?
We don't know. I was scratching my head when I heard you say 18,000. That's preposterous. I mean, under the general plan designations right now, that in terms of the maximum densities that are permitted under the general plan and the general plan EIR analysis have certain constraints or maximum densities, if you will, that are specified in that. I don't have at my fingertips at this moment, but I think we can get you, and I think, Dunnett, you must have the general plan maps and the general plan EIR and the...
Well,
Vanessa, I think where that comes from is that if you have 9 units per acre and you got
2,000. Yeah, exactly. 2, that's the maximum. That's the maximum density. But it's, you know, it's...
It's 18,000 units.
Right, but the entire 2,000 acres is not at the highest possible density.
Yeah, you're going to have a sidewalk or two in there someplace.
And some beautiful parks and open spaces and lots of great LID and hydro modifications.
Doesn't the city have...
We'll see.
Do we have that on a recording?
Some of these numbers came from their, I don't know the proper term, but the hydrologic study, which is where we were getting the numbers from. So, and we have those in paper format upstairs.
But isn't the city of Salinas, don't they have a planner designated for this project that's been working with the developers on anticipated annexation, and the developers have on their land are starting to submit tentative development plans?
There's nothing formal that's been submitted.
I understand nothing formal, but there's informal.
It's all very fluid right now.
Vanessa.
Nothing, we don't have, I mean, I don't know if you're asking for.
No, I don't. I know you don't have anything specific yet, but am I right? Do you have a planner working on this project? And am I not correct that the developers are giving initial tentative?
Again, the person who could really answer your questions, Mayor Jeffries, is Rob Russell, and he's not with us today because he's at another conference. But has been part of some of those preliminary planning meetings, and he would have more accurate detail than I can provide you. I do know we have, you know, we have, every one of us in the room is working on the future growth area. In some sense, there's a manager who's helping shepherd the LAFCO process, which itself is a very complicated process that requires environmental review and kind of showing to the LAFCO agencies, as you know, which you are familiar with that process, that you can provide the service and that this makes sense from a regional planning.
I wasn't trying to put the city on a spot, but I was trying to say that's where some of the numbers are coming out
for
the development.
They're fictional. I mean, I don't really, you know, I think let us respect the process. We understand what you are trying to do. We have your permit that we're complying with and incorporating in a very direct way, I have to say, into all the environmental review and planning that we're doing right now. For example, again, I have to go back to the environmental work that we did on the SEIR. We had the general plan, the 2002 general plan that analyzed stormwater issues and provided certain mitigations at that time, requiring no net runoff. And now we have we looked at it again, and we imposed 2 additional mitigations in our supplemental EIR that relate to the hydro modification requirements, which are very detailed, and Carl Nassau is, you know, our in-house expert on that. And the second new mitigation is the low-impact development principles, which, again, are embedded in our SEIR and our mitigation monitoring plan, which the council certified in December.
Let's just say we know we're going to be talking about this again in July. The city engineer has said that he'd love to tell us about more about how this is going to look. Maybe there will be a little bit more in the way of schematics or ideas.
Absolutely.
And that'll be a nice... I think what Mr. Jeffries is looking for and which would be reassuring is if the next time that people are talking about the number of units, it's a different number and kind of retires that old number of 15,000 to 18,000 or something like that.
Well, you know, again, I would direct the board and staff to the SEIR, which has those numbers quite specifically. And again, I apologize for not having that with me today, so I could pop it on your photo machine. But my recollection is that the annexation area is approximately 11,000 units based on the general plan designations that were analyzed. So that's all we can do. We can't start, unless we want to do a general plan amendment and do a new environmental analysis. That's
anyway, that's this is all grist for the mill in July. And let's have it then. And I think that would be
appropriate. And again, I hope I'll have some more specific formal applications that I can that we can share with you, because right now we're all just kind of talking to one another.
Great.
Okay. Are we ready for Mr. Shemek?
Actually, we just have a brief.
City engineer is going
to. Okay.
Well.
Sorry, go ahead.
And let me ask the.
I'm going to put pavers on the street.
You're still doing that, huh?
And while you're doing that, let me ask kind of a question to all of the city staffers that are here. Are all of your departments well-versed in the requirements of the stormwater management plan? I mean, you don't have planning and development doing things that are the antithesis of, you know, protecting stormwater, like we saw with Santa Barbara. Right. Has everyone been trained?
Yes. It's we are not a big city staff. We have one person, Rob Russell, the deputy city manager, city engineer, who oversees all the engineering. He is my supervisor, and I'm directly involved in this program.
Okay.
And we have Dale Roskamp here, who is directly reporting to Mr. Russell, and he oversees all the development review. So between us three, we are ensuring that we are consistent with regards to application of the NPDES program.
So we have planning and development here and public works, so to speak.
Yes. Well, and we also have our maintenance services folks who are involved in much of the rest of the program. And we work well together, and we're coordinated through our city attorney's office.
Mr. Chair, just to define that a little bit, all of the above that you asked about are all under one director, which is Rob Russell, Assistant City Manager. So it's not different departments other than that's here today is the City Attorney's Office is a separate entity. So all these other folks that, it's not like Santa Barbara we heard. They're under different departments. They're under one director, one Assistant City Manager.
Actually, our maintenance department is a separate department, and Denise Estrada is the director.
Right. I'm sorry, Denise.
So that would be the only clarification.
But the Public Works, Community Development, the Building Department are all under one.
It is nice having that presence when you're dealing with something as complex as this and not just one staff person, you know, who can't really understand what's going on with the rest of the departments that he's interacting with. You know, I mean, your council has always shown up, I think, for these swamp reviews. I think with Santa Barbara, we haven't seen, you know, county council show up at all.
Send them a notice of violation. I'm sure they will.
Ah, okay. Per your suggestion, right? The city of Salinas
received two.
Okay. All right.
Chairman Young and board, let me just summarize, and you and I this is in response to your question. I'm making it brief. So if you want me to proceed with my presentation, I can do that, but let me just summarize it. I'm here to talk about our current standards, and you may not be aware that we have current stormwater development standards, and they are allowing us to sufficiently do LID in compliance with our permit. If you want me to elaborate on that, I can do that, or if you want me not to talk about it, I can. The rest of the presentation is simply showing you pictures of our applications in the city, many of which are very small redevelopment projects.
What would the board like? You want to see examples or see anything?
pictures are nice.
Monica?
Yeah, I'd love to see a couple.
Okay. Why don't we skip to...
What would you like me to talk about, the standards or the pictures?
The pictures.
The pictures, okay.
Pictures.
I'll go right to the pictures. We're in our third year now with low-impact development. I know Dr. Press asked last year, well, if you guys don't have your stormwater development standards approved, or if you don't have your stormwater management plan, when are you going to do LID? Well, at that point, we were already doing it. In 2006, I think we showed the board our Best Buy development, and we did. We're doing very common applications. You all have seen Home Depot. Ours has low impact development. Danette talked about Kohl's. One of the more outstanding features of Kohl's, if you go in the back, you'll see a very large planter. It handles the entire roof runoff from that building. I think most people, when they stand next to that, are very much surprised when they're used to seeing loading docks in the back of the store. Where, again, we're